Here's the picture back now.
Spider, we've got the picture back again now.
I show you a picture of the back of the limb. I don't know if you can see much back there.
Okay, and just a word, Jim, we'd like to have you hold the camera about a minute or so in each position to let the light compensate right. Maybe the picture will come in a little clearer.
Hey, I'll do the one out the top first to make sure we get it.
Okay. Yeah, we can see it out. It's a good view, Spider. Hey, that's terrific. Dave, how about waving to the folks at home? Hey, that's really great, Spider and Gumdrop. It's really beautiful, and we can see you waving, Dave. Hey, that's really a terrific shot.
I don't know if it's still light out there, but maybe I can give you a view out the front window of the limb down at the legs.
All right, yes, let's do that. And we've got about 6 minutes left. That's really great.
I can't see much out there. I'll show you one of our quads.
Hey, that's a terrific shot. You know, that camera picks up pretty well, even when you're moving it fast, and that's a beautiful shot of the quad now, Jim.
Okay, now I'll show it right straight down the minus X axis, as close as I can get it, and you can just see the leg sticking out down there.
Okay, the picture is pretty good, Spider. It's real clear. I'm not sure I can pick out the leg right there at this time. We'll take a look at it.
That's okay. Neither can I. You don't see very much of it, Smokey.
Okay, well, I don't feel so bad then.
Okay, just a minute. Let me show you a little more of the outside of the command module. I'll show you the side window, and you can see the EVA light sticking out there on the pole, and also part of the LIM radar antenna.
Jim, can you move the camera a little closer to the window?
It's right up against the window now.
Okay.
I'm not sure that you can really see it that well. Here's a picture of the radiation meter. So far, we haven't detected any radiation.
Oh, very good. Hey, that's a real good picture.
It also might be interesting to look at the front of the limb and the instrument panel.
Yes, that'd be real great if you could show us a couple of views of that, and maybe one of up in the tunnels, so we can see how you get in and out of there on your way to work each morning.
Okay, well, this is the interim storage assembly that we're looking at right here. The instrument panel is right behind it. For the EVA, we put all of our equipment in that big bag. And you can see the telescope sticking out right above that with all the wires wrapped around it.
Okay, Jim, we can see where it is. It's just a little dark to show the AOT up real good, but we've got a real clear picture of your stowage bag.
Okay, maybe I can take a diagonal picture of the instrument panel here.
Spider, I got the docking target up there. Let's try that.
Okay. Smokey, can you see this picture?
Okay, we can see the caution and warning panel with a couple of three lights lit up, but it is just a little dark on the panel itself.
Okay, listen, we'll go back and I'll show you the docking targets, green and yellow. Too bad we don't have green and red. Too bad we don't have color TV, and it's in the command module window now.
Okay, that'd be a good shot if we can get through to that. Hey, that, that picture is fantastic. Dave, let's just hold it. I mean, Jim, let's hold it right there for a while. That's really a terrific shot, Jim. We're getting the Earth in the background, and the clearness of the command module is outstanding.
It's a clear command module.
All right. I guess I should say the gumdrop there looks loud and clear. Okay, Jim, we've got about a minute and a half left. That picture is beautiful.
Okay.
And could we give it a try up the tunnel? It's probably pretty dark, but we'd like to see how it comes in.
Hey, I'm not sure that... Hey, Dave, is the tunnel pressurized or not?
Yeah, it's pressurized.
Okay. We don't have the tunnel open, and we can't get it open very far because we still have the OPSs on the back wall. Just a minute.
All right, we understand, Jim.
Yeah. Okay, there's a picture of the drone sticking down into the tunnel with the probe stuck in the end of it, and you can see the upper hatch of the limb is open. Sorry,
now hold the camera right there, Jim. That's real clear. It's a beautiful picture.
Hey, stand by and I'll pull a hatch up.
Oh, okay. It's really a clear picture, Jim.
Hey, a picture we really ought to have for you are those six black hoses in the limb. And the command line just sneaking around three people who are trying to do something.
Raj, understand. And we're going to lose you here till... Dave, to belay the taking out the hatch, we're just about to drop you.
Yeah, I think it's out now. I don't know if you can see anything.
No, we've lost the picture. That's the end of the path. Right on schedule.
It works.
Hey, we sure appreciate you taking that time out, Jim. That was great.
This is Apollo Control at 75 hours, 13 minutes. We're in acquisition at Antigua, and we'll continue on through Vanguard. We'll stay up live.
Apollo 9, this is Houston. Excuse me, Spider Gumdrop. Houston, we should still have comm with you. How do you read?
Spider, loud and clear.
Gumdrop, bye-bye.
Okay, Spider, we've got you for about another 5 minutes here before we fall off of Vanguard. And we'd like a few comments on you, how we're to shape up for tomorrow's work. What is it just getting on the suits and the hoses and everything that's giving you the delay in the morning?
Yeah, the problem is that although we've got three people in there, we can't have all three guys working at the same time. And if, once you put your suit on, you become sort of useless. And everybody has to eat, we have to get the suits on, we have to power up the spacecraft, probably have to do a P-52 or a P-51, and by the time you get suit on all those things, it just takes 2 or 3 hours.
Raj, understand, we're starting the rest period tonight at 77:30, right about that, which is an hour and a half early. And as far as tomorrow morning goes, do you agree with getting up an hour and a half before the scheduled time? Is that going to give you enough time?
I think I think maybe if we did some more work tonight, we might be able to get up to like an hour beforehand tomorrow. The trouble is, we were up pretty late last night trying to sort out all the things. You know, we're transferring checklists back and forth and flight plans back and forth, and it's really kind of a mess. I guess the thing that we should plan on doing is getting up something like an hour.
Spider, do you still read me?
Houston, Gumdrop still with you.
Okay, Gumdrop. Spider sort of faded out there. We agree with that, and we're going to do everything we can to get you turned in as soon as possible tonight, and we agree to the hour in the morning getting up earlier, and I guess we can discuss it more later, but we sure concur with all those.
Okay, very good, and we'll take a look at the flight plan later on, too, and get it all squared
by. This is Apollo Control, and this Vanguard has loss of signal. During this pass, you heard Spacecraft Commander Jim McDivitt explain why it takes so long to prepare for transfer into the lunar module. When all three pilots are suited, it's very difficult for all of them to move around at the same time doing what they're supposed to be doing. And as you heard, we will start the rest period today at 77 hours 30 minutes. That's 3:30 Central Standard Time. And we're looking toward awakening the crew perhaps an hour early an hour earlier than scheduled in the flight plan tomorrow. The schedule was to awaken them at approximately 87 hours elapsed time. We're looking toward getting them up about 86 hours now. The total duration of that television pass was 12 minutes, 43 seconds. The station at Ascension Island will acquire Apollo 9 at 75 hours, 25 minutes, about 4 minutes from now. This is Mission Control, Houston. And Apollo 9 is tagging up at Ascension. We'll stand by.
Gumdrop Spider, this is Houston through Ascension, and we're deleting this backup voice check.
Roger. And Houston, this is Spider. As soon as we get the tunnel clear, we're going to be transferring back and drying out the tunnel there.
Roger, we agree with that. We'll just be standing by.
This is Apollo Control. Ascension has LOS. Tananarive will acquire in about 10 minutes. This is Mission Control, Houston. First 41 minutes, and Apollo 9 is coming up on the tracking station at Tananarive. We'll stand by.
Gumdrop Houston through Tananarive, standing by. We'll have you for about 4 minutes. See you at Carnarvon at 5-6.
Spider have completed the pass at Tananarive. Carnarvon will acquire at 75 hours and 55 minutes. This is Mission Control, Houston. 75 hours, 55 minutes. Carnarvon has acquisition.
Spider Gumdrop Houston through Carnarvon, standing by.
Roger Houston, the Spider here. We started to dry out.
Roger, understand. And Rusty, could you give us a time on when you started?
Roger, on my mark, we started 6 minutes and 40 seconds ago.
3, 2, 1, mark. 6 minutes and 40 seconds into the dry out.
Very good. Thank you, Rusty.
Roger.
This Apollo Control, that dry out refers to the LEM sublimator or water boiler. They dry it out each time before they power down the LEM so that it won't freeze up.
Roger, go ahead, Houston.
Roger, just to verify our TM here, Rusty, several times we've noticed connects and disconnects of the suit isolation valve, or the suit isolation valve going from connect to disconnect. Can you verify that?
The commander just went off and we disconnected his.
No, I mean, this was during the day.
Yeah, I guess we did it about four or five times today.
Okay, and are you connected now?
That's affirmative. The LMP is connected and flowing, and the commander is not.
Okay, that solves our problem then. Thank you, sir. Houston.
Go ahead.
Rog, we're recommending that you be off of the LEM ECS hoses by 76 plus 10. That's about 8 minutes from now if you can make it, and we'd also like to know the time at which you do go off. It's about 1 minute to LOS here at Carnarvon, and I'll probably see you over Hawaii around 2-1.
Okay, I'll be on the command module hoses by that time.
And Spider, one more question. Would you have time to tell me whether the suit isolation disconnect circuit breaker is in or out?
Suit flow control circuit breaker is closed. I believe that's the one you want.
That's what I wanted, Rusty. Thank you. Closed.
Roger.
And Carnarvon has LOS. There's a very low elevation pass at the Huntsville. We miss Honeysuckle this time. We may or may not have air ground at Huntsville. It is a low elevation pass. Acquisition there at 76 hours, 12 and a half minutes. We'll come back up then. In case there is air to ground. This is Mission Control, Houston. We're coming within range of the Huntsville now. We'll stand by.
This is Houston through the Huntsville. I'll have you for about 2.5 minutes. And come drop, you read?
This is Spider here, go ahead.
Okay, could you pass the word to Gumdrop there that we'll pick y'all over Hawaii about 8 minutes at 2-1, and first item will be some block data that I'd like to get out of the way, and then we'll have some questions on the optics and on the cryo plan for tonight.
Roger, when did you say you were going to do that?
We'll do that over Hawaii, coming across the state. We'll have Hawaii at 2-1, and I'd like to have them have their block data pad out.
Okay, we'll be all set.
Okay. And Gumdrop, we're trying to do some comm troubleshooting here. This will be VHF only at Hawaii if we can make it, and I'd like to ensure that your VHF is set up.
Okay, all set. VHF only.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control. Apollo 9 beyond the range at Huntsville now. Hawaii will acquire at 76 hours, 21 minutes. This is Mission Control, Houston.